Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. Today's date is April 8th, 2008, and of course, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me again today for another installment of our continuing attempt here to take our world back by sharing important information with as many people as we can. Today's going to be a rant. I do have a couple of guests coming up this week, so we've already been able to put one file up early in the end of last week, late in the end of last week, and two more coming up for you with guests. Always interested in finding out a little bit more about this stuff. One of the things that's been happening from the beginning here is that large groups of potential listeners, students of real history, have been stolen away from us. That started right from the very beginning. In fact, I attempted to steal away people from the deception they were living in back 2-3 years ago when I was still on the radio on GCN and RBN, but more GCN. I was treated as a pariah on the GCN network at the demand of Mr. Alex Jones. Now, at the time, I did not know what his motivations were. I had not studied his actions or looked at the things he was doing, and I had not been aware of his years of, his years of half-truths and his years of what has turned out to be working for the bad guys. He's a cover-up artist, is what I'm going to tell you, and you know that. Anybody who's been spending any time looking into what he says, and then they look at the facts, they know either this man is staggeringly stupid or a liar, a deceiver. And by listening to him, you know he's not stupid. So the only other alternative is deceiver. And I have left my criticisms out of many of the other people I've had questions about of late. But this guy does deserve my attention, because there is an attempt being made by him to corner the information market in the truth, which he's never told the truth. He only tells half-truths, and he tells deceptive stories that are plausible if you are not a research person, but only that. Let's get into some specifics here. You know, first of all, it was my discussing this treasonous human today has something to do with his response to hearing the name Benjamin Friedman by one of the people out there who know the facts. And truthfully, the person that brought it up with him has been examining these facts for no more than 18 months, which heartens me greatly, because it shows that not only can I do this in a 3-year period, understand the full conspiracy, but somebody even with less time could also come onto the facts and understand them. Now, he has, this guy Jones, of course, has refused to directly implicate Israel as the chief architect or the Ashkenazi Jews, Zionist, with a Zionist bent, are behind the world's problems. We know this by doing our research. We know this by looking at George Bush's administration, by looking at the Clinton administration, by looking at the banking system, by looking at the media, by looking at the drug companies, by looking at French politics, by looking at the World Bank and the IMF, by looking at the drug trade internationally, human slave trade, by looking at false flag terror evidence. In every one of the aforementioned subjects, what we have discovered with clear evidence, clear proof, is that these people are always Zionist Ashkenazi Jews. Or, in some instances, I shouldn't say always Ashkenazi. There have been a sprinkling of Sephardi in there. But what we've also discovered is that many of these people are not telling the truth about their religion. And when they get caught, they act surprised that they happen to be Jewish. Big shock to everybody. But let's go over a couple of the facts here that he won't talk about, Mr. Jones. He won't talk about the Kagan father and son team, Donald and I forget his other name, Harold Kagan. Donald and somebody, the Kagans, they work in the Bush administration as policy advisors and top-level members of the Bush administration. They don't talk about Ladine. They don't talk about Mr. Wormser. He doesn't talk about Scooter Libby and his importance to this group. They don't talk about Mr. Chertoff, our Homeland Security crime boss, or about Rahm Emanuel being a head of the Democrat Party, or about a guy named Melman being the head of the Republican Party. They don't talk about Mr. Dov Zolkin having run the Pentagon's budget office where trillions of dollars went missing. They don't talk about the World Bank chief and the IMF chief, Wolfensohn and Wolfowitz. They don't talk about the so-called neocons, which is just a cover-up name for Zionist Jews. Richard Perle. Talk about Mr. Lehrman. He doesn't talk about the authorship of the PNAC documents being from Jewish sources, or the Project for New American Century's entire drafting staff being Jewish. Many of these people I've just discussed are dual citizen Israeli Jews. They don't talk about William Kristol being behind a lot of this. They don't talk about the financiers in our country, the people running our Federal Reserve, the Schiffs, the Honig, Mr. Honig, one of our Fed chiefs, Mr. Bernanke being Jewish, his predecessor Greenspan Jewish. They don't talk about Mr. Solomon, the Solomon brothers ownership. They don't talk about the fact that it's a clear fact today that J.P. Morgan was owned, and it didn't come out until his death, that he was owned and operated by Rothschild's money, that he was only a front man, as are many of these organizations we've just discussed. They don't talk about Goldman Sachs being owned by this group. Doesn't talk about the Bank of New York's Federal Reserve being a Jewish-run organization. They don't talk about any of these things, or Bear Stearns having management from the Jewish community, or the fact that, that of course, in each and every one of these instances, their ties go back to old Europe. They don't talk about Mr. Brothman in Canada. They don't talk about Mr. Bonnier in Sweden, richest family in Sweden, Jewish. He doesn't talk about the fact that Eisenhower, General Eisenhower, was called the Swedish Jew, the evil Swedish Jew, in his graduation photograph and yearbook from West Point. Nope. He doesn't talk about the Chabad Lubavitch, the Lubavitch group that is spreading its tentacles around the world, spreading Kabbalism and Kabbalah and Sabbatean form of viral Judaism into the farthest reaches of the Jewish community and then beyond. He won't talk about the fact that Europe, old Europe, is still bottlenecked, that Britain completely controlled Lord Goldsmith and Lord Levy, both being caught in the peerage scandals, selling peerages to people for the highest bid, and all of these people coming from the Zionist Jewish community so that they would buy their way into influence and be able to peddle that influence throughout Britain. Mm-hmm. They don't talk about the fact that white slavery and child sex slavery and women's slavery into prostitution and other forms have been run out of Israel and through the Balkans, or that their connection to harvesting organs from prisoners of war during the Kosovo Liberation Army's war backed by Israel, America, and other European governments. Don't talk about it. All of this stuff is not discussed by this man, Alex Jones. None of it. And if he does make a reference to Israel or Judaism, it is a glancing reference only to push information away from them by stating that, well, they were involved in this, but it really was George Bush. It really was Dick Cheney. It really was Bush's father. It really was Bill Clinton. The fact that Al Gore, his son, has married, his daughter has married a Schiff from the original Rothschild Schiff relationship, same family. Doesn't talk about our Judge Hellerstein in New York State is the person who has kept all the information out of the 9/11 investigation. Doesn't talk about the fact that Israel is implicated in every single part of the 9/11 conspiracy. He doesn't discuss the fact that Loose Change, which he promotes heavily every day on his website, will not declare that hundreds of Israelis were stopped after 9/11 and found to be Israeli intelligence with ordnance and demolition ratings on their military service or electronic intercept experience on their resume. Won't talk about the Zim Moving Company leaving the World Trade Center. He will not discuss the fact that dancing Israelis were caught red-handed, dressed as Arabs, and turned out to be Israelis, and they said after, when they got back to Israel, that they were filming to document the event. How would they know the event was going to happen to be documented, ladies and gentlemen? He won't discuss Odigo in depth, and who benefited from the calls that Odigo sent out hours before the implosion, telling all the Jews not to go to work that day. Or the fact that there were investments made on behalf of Zionist criminal Jews in the advance of 9/11 to profit in the stock market, and that when the investigation started and it was beginning to show where it led to, the investigation was quashed. He won't discuss the fact that Osama bin Laden's mother is a Yemeni Jew. He won't discuss any of these facts with you, ladies and gentlemen. What he does talk about is these amorphous, non-specific, non-named people. He does say Lord Rothschild, or Rockefeller, over and over and over again. But the names I've just given you never touches them. How about here in French politics? How about Nicolas Sarkozy's grandfather being one of the leading Zionist criminal Jews that helped implode the Turkish Empire and the Caliphate, preparing the ground for the settlement of Israel after Balfour? They came in through Salonika, Greece, where Nicolas Sarkozy's grandfather was a prominent Jewish public citizen there. His grandfather's name means the messenger, and Nicolas Sarkozy was raised by his grandfather in Paris as a young man. And that Nicolas Sarkozy has spent time in Israel when he was a youth, going to Israeli Zionist youth camp. Don't tell you about that, do they? Or the fact that everybody from the Socialist Party who went over to the far right, Nicolas Sarkozy's far right party, just left the left. They completely, because the left and right are nothing. They're the same thing. Left that group and went over to the right, and every one of them in every instance was Jewish. Everyone. The fact that Dominique Strauss-Kahn from France here is a Zionist Jew, and he was put in charge of the IMF. Won't tell you about the man who formed Medicine Sans Frontières, without Borders, Doctors Without Borders, is a man named Kirchner, and he is a Zionist Jew working in Nicolas Sarkozy's group. He won't tell you that the entire administration of Nicolas Sarkozy is Jewish-controlled. He won't tell you about Vincent Bolloré paying money to Sarkozy, who happens to be a Jewish businessman. Or the fact that Mr. Lagardère, part owner of the Airbus consortium, also a Zionist Jew and a front man for Rothschild. He won't tell you about Mr. Dassault, who builds fighter jets in the military-industrial complex, is from the Zionist Jewish community. He won't tell you that Carla Bruni, his new wife, happens to be Jewish. Now, of course, not all Jews are involved in this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. That is a fact. Not all are involved. It is clear that Zionism is not a universally accepted sickness within the Jewish community, and that there are many Jews out there that either don't know what's going on, they've been duped like the rest of mankind, or they have made some sort of rationalization or excuse for what they see happening, and they refuse to take a look at it, which is the case for many people about many things. But participants in this are not that numerous. Their greatest success has always been their ability to get people to work for them and not really know the full story or what they're really working toward. The fact that terrorism was invented by them. The fact that the first terrorists in the modern era came from Israel, Menachem Begin and others. The fact that the most racist events of this last century have happened in Israel. The fact that Abu Nidal has been proven to be an Israeli Mossad agent who went out into the world and committed terrorist acts and said that he was an Arab or that he was representing Islam. He won't talk to you about the Levant affair and give you the details about American assets within Egypt being blown up and then having it blamed on Egyptian radicals from Islam. But they got caught. He won't talk about it. The story he tells about the USS Liberty is a lie. The fact of the matter is, he knows darn well that Israel did that on their own and that President Johnson found out about it after the fact. Not that Johnson wasn't bought and paid for by these people, because he was. But he didn't find out in advance, he found out after the fact. Alex Jones is a liar. I'll debate him anytime he wants on any radio station, on any forum, anywhere, anytime on this planet. And we will discuss these facts if he wishes to, but he won't. I won't do it in America factually, because I'll probably be killed there. But on any broadcast programming, anyone he selects, even his own show, which he would try to bully me, but the facts would come out. And if he tried to do that while we were discussing these facts, everybody would see it as a deception. I know these facts up, backwards and forwards, upside down, and any way you look through them. And his facts, fast-talking lie machine would never defeat these facts. Which brings me to somebody who he's been employing of late, repeatedly in fact. Probably the best liar in their arsenal. Clearly trained at some program to be as good as he is. He has a natural talent for lying and a natural talent for spreading deception. His name is Alan Watt, and there is nothing about this man that's truthful. He uses superlatives and a fragmented historical referencing. And, of course, organizations that Zionist Jews formulated and built as the end of the story, not the beginning of it. And he never goes all the way back up to the Sabbatai Sea story. He never talks about the Jabotinskys or about Jacob Frank and the Frankist movement and how the New Bohemians came to America in a mass migration. And the fact that the Flexner brothers were instrumental in helping large numbers of Eastern European Jews to immigrate into the United States and then receive almost immediate citizenship so they could vote. Doesn't talk about any of that stuff. And neither does Alan Watt. What he talks about is this nonsensical mystery religion stuff. And he talks about, if we go back to the Romans, and he's got this very well-metered presentation. To me, he sounds like a Tavistock-trained man. If you don't know what Tavistock is, it is their mind control organ for mass media and other elements within the control of the public's thinking. And they spawned the Stanford Institute in California, an offshoot of the Tavistock Institute. This man, Alan Watt, is more dangerous than Alex Jones because he's better at lying. He's better at delivering deception. He's better at convincing people that what he says is accurate. And, of course, what we do know, ladies and gentlemen, is that, at the minimum, Zionist Jews, over the hundreds of years that we go backward, have been kicked out of over 100 cities and countries in Europe and the world. Over 100, kicked out by the governments there. The explanation he gave was because they loaned money to the governments and then the government didn't want to pay them back, so they got kicked out 100 times? Please, please. He's a deceiver and a liar, and he works for the Zionist Jews, ladies and gentlemen. And if you follow Alan Watt, you're following a liar. You're following a deceiver. You're following a charlatan. But you're following one of the best they've ever produced in the alternative media, ever. Because he comes across extraordinarily measured, and his metered discussion has a way of almost Svengali-like hypnosis if you listen to him. This is a trained deceiver, ladies and gentlemen. He's been practiced and studied, and he knows where to stop his story short of Israeli, Zionist, international Jewish criminality. He knows. And he does it at every turn, trying to blame the Vatican, when in fact Vatican finances since 1800 have been controlled by Rothschild. When in fact he doesn't talk about the dribbling pontiff that we had before this last one happened to have a Jewish parent. His mother was Jewish, according to research. The fact that they put this pope in place there in order to destroy the cohesion within the Catholic Church, showing the Church to be impotent, as he sat there and mumbled and drooled on himself and became incontinent as he sat there in front of crowds. It was to show weakness within the Catholic Church, to show it as an impotent organ within the world's power structure. It was to emasculate Christianity, the Catholic side of it. They've done it also with pedophile priests. And by the way, if you want to know about social mores being destroyed in our world, behind every pornography distributorship and film company and strip club in our country is a Zionist Jew, including Sylvester Stallone's mother, who happens to be a Zionist Jew, owns several strip clubs in New England. Silverstein, pornographer and strip club owner. Across the country, it is the same story over and over again. Seymour Butts. Yep, it's a real name of somebody who does the same kind of moral sickness. Zionist Jews, ladies and gentlemen. And Alex Jones only talks about them in passing. And Alan Watt dismisses almost entirely their participation. This is not a mistake. The facts are clear. Take a look at the evidence. Read Nesta Webster. Read Douglas Reed. Read Henry Ford's work. Let these people convince you. How about giving a look at The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, my friend and author. Great work. All documented work throughout. Take a look at Andre Dyke and what he said about this Zionist conspiracy in Russia. Take a look at what he says about who did the ordering up of the murders in the Russian steppes of Christians in the Ukraine. Yep, it's all there for you. And yet, when when one of the people that I know called up Alex Jones and just mentioned the name Benjamin Friedman, he began to swear and scream and freak out. He didn't want to engage this man in Benjamin Friedman's facts. He wanted to go directly to the messenger and destroy the messenger, not discuss the facts. I challenge you, Alex Jones, to discuss these facts anytime, anywhere. Because if it's an honest attempt to get to the truth, you're gonna go down in flames. My listeners, please pass this on to him. Send it to him in his email box. Send it to everybody that supports Alex Jones. The challenge is there. He'll try to dismiss it as I'm nobody important. Well, I still get 10,000 downloads per show. 10,000 per broadcast. Not big enough for him. More deception, more lies, more bull. Mobile. These are the facts of the world, and if we have any hope of removing these criminals from our midst, we have to begin to understand them, and we have to begin to migrate away from this cretin Jones, the people who intend to fight hard on behalf of the facts. We can't allow him to take those people from us that would otherwise be fighting for the truth, because he's deceived them. We can't allow it. Because if we do, we're going to fail in our attempt to take our world back. We need every able-bodied person and person able to think through the deception of Alex Jones and put together the facts. Now, of course, there are going to be thousands of people who listen to that vile cretin that don't want to ever leave him. They're too blinded. They can't understand things. They're too brain damaged in some ways to understand facts as they are. They can't read. They don't want to read. They won't read a book. So they're just going to go by what Alex Jones says on his show and what kind of crazy videos he makes. Lies. They'll get a copy of Loose Change and it won't have Israel on there, so they'll believe that Israel had nothing to do with it. Israel is all over this conspiracy. And he says that that he wants to sue people who, like me, who call him a liar. I welcome a lawsuit from an Alex Jones in any time. It would be ridiculous to sue me. I've never called him something that I have to defend in a courtroom. I've made my statements of fact about him. I can prove it. I can prove everything. I can prove the fact that. And he says people have made stuff up about his wife and about this and that. I haven't made anything up about his wife. She's Jewish. That doesn't mean that she's bad, because as I've said before, not all Jews are involved in this. I don't know what is in the heart of his wife, so I don't have anything to say about her whatsoever. I do know that the founder of B'nai B'rith in America was a man named Jones. I don't know what that means, but considering that he is a virulent liar for this group, it would lead me to believe there may be a connection there. What other explanation could there be? He's already admitted his father was a Freemason. And you know that Freemasonry has been usurped and taken over by Grand Orient tradition, which is Kabbalistic, Zionist Jewish controlled. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know, me doing these shows and trying to put out these facts when we have such a late hour in our world financially, you know, after listening to Muhammad Rafiq, that we are in a terrible wreck, terrible mess, terrible things have happened to our world. And what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is start paying attention here. You need to. You need to tell more people. I want to thank the people that have helped me with my recent phone bill. I'm very grateful. This is an ongoing process of help that I need, because I don't have advertising and I don't sell stuff on my website. I don't make investments that are going to give me money back. There's no money involved in this. It never has been for me. I'm sitting here with a broken down a bunch of equipment in front of me, using makeshift stuff to put out a file. Because everything I've come up with in this fight, I've put into new programs, new equipment for the system, such as a .TV configuration that I'm hoping to finance to get back on air so that I can start possibly doing video. You want to see a picture of me? I don't think so. I'd be willing to do it if I thought it would help. And in fact, some people have asked me to do it. I've also thought about, you know, putting out a factual video on this stuff. But actually, some other people are starting to do that, and I applaud their efforts. I stay uncommitted to other groups because I think, for me, being this lone voice here on this particular part of the information process keeps me away from being embroiled in nightmares that I've already experienced in the last couple of years. Now, there are lots of good people out there. Check the information I've put out against some of the books that are on the website. Check it. Rivers Flowing Eastward, if you will. Check that out. The Red Dragon, check it out. These are not fictions. These are truths. These are absolute truths. Listen to the audio files I've done. Listen to Ben Friedman again. Listen to what Muhammad Rafiq has to say, or what so many of the guests I've had on this show, so many. They know the lies. They know the truth about what I've said and the lies about some of these others have made, the Alan Watts of the world. They know. You know. And then fight harder against the kinds of people that are putting out the lies, like the Alex Joneses. We need to turn up the heat on people like him. If we don't, he's going to take the lion's share of hardworking, otherwise hardworking people that could be fighting for the real truth. If he weren't getting thousands of people to follow him, I wouldn't make it an issue here. But he's lying to thousands, and he's got a slick presentation with this guy Watt and all the rest of his boastful bavard en français. Bavard is a bragging and baratiner, if you will. Baratiner is a bullshit artist, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And then, of course, if you go out onto the internet, you'll find out that, that everybody thinks that I'm this or that or this or that or this or that or this or that. Ignore what they say about me, the messenger, and go and check the facts on the books. Go read the books. These books were written 100 years ago, some of them. Some 50, some 75, some 60. From all parts of the world, from all walks of life, from the rich to the poor, to the journalist, to the investigator. Read Jack Bernstein, a Jewish gentleman that actually was victimized and murdered by people in his own community for telling the truth about Zionism. Go to David Cole on the internet and watch a video by a man named David Cole if you want to know the facts. Facts. Facts of what we deal with here. Researched facts. Now, this is what Jones claims to do, but he doesn't have a leg to stand on because in every instance, when he gets to the CFR, he says that's the end of the conspiracy. When you find out that the CFR was... Oh, a good one here. That the International Roundtable Group, the Royal Roundtable that he talked about with Alan Watt, when they went down to fight the Boer War at the urgings of Cecil B. Rhodes down in South Africa, who made the order to go do that? None other than Rothschild and Oppenheimer. End of story. But they don't tell you that. See, they tell you that that it's the New World Order, that nobody did it, the conspiracy ends at a guy named Milner. Very small player when it comes to the upper echelons of this. Is it a surprise to you that the leading criminal in the last 40 years has been a guy named Kissinger, who came out of left field into the American scene back under Nixon as a watchover for Nixon's administration when they were putting in all kinds of changes in the world? And it was this man, a Zionist Jew, that goes right back to the Rothschild fortunes. Is it any mystery to you that Lord Rothschild and other criminals like this guy from Berkshire Hathaway or Arnold Schwarzenegger show up in southern France on Rothschild Bordeaux Mansion? No. It shouldn't be. Or that Putin's new president happens to be Jewish. Surprised? Don't be. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get this truth to these Jones listeners. Pass on my challenge to this cretin Alex Jones, or Watt. I'll take Watt on in a heartbeat. He may be a smooth talker, but he can't fight the facts, ladies and gentlemen. He cannot fight the facts. I invited him to debate me on my radio show, asked him to come on, and he didn't even answer my email. That'll tell you something. Anyway, a little rant for you. Congratulations to Mike Delaney for his work. I'm getting through. I urge other people to challenge Jones on air. Just call up and say the name Benjamin Friedman. That's all you have to say. Touché, Mike. Good job. Oh, boy. I hope everybody listens to how he flipped out just by hearing the name Benjamin Friedman. He went absolutely out of his mind. This is how frustrated they are about the success we've had. This is how much success we've had. His response is an indication that we have really cut into to people looking for facts. We have found a base, and we are growing worldwide. The German people are waking up. The French are waking up as well. I hope this is a worldwide awakening, ladies and gentlemen. We need to keep fighting harder than ever before. Dislodging these people is going to be one heck of a task. So until the next time, please take care of your families and be well. Bye-bye now. In it, I will weave the courage of women giving birth.